From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our special seasonal edition of Let the Bible Speak. In our program this morning, and again tonight at 9 o'clock, I will be setting aside our usual studies and instead taking up the subject of the birth of Christ. I do that because throughout the land many events are taking place that are said to be linked to the celebrating of Christ's birth. I need hardly say that despite the references to the birth of Christ at this time of the year, few of the activities have anything at all to do with the Saviour, and he would disapprove most strongly of many of the celebrations. I want to set before you something of what the Bible says about Christ's first advent. The Saviour, of course, was not born on December 25th. We cannot give a date for his birth, but we can say with absolute certainty he was not born on December 25th. It was likely that he was born in the autumn time, when sheep are still in the fields, being watched over by shepherds at night. If you would like to hear a sermon specifically on the subject of when Christ was born, just contact me. I'd be most happy to send you a free copy of a sermon I preached last year. This morning, I want to speak on the topic of the reason for the Saviour's coming. And then again this evening, at 9 o'clock, on the subject, the reception the Saviour was given. Now let's have some music. It's a great hymn by Isaac Watts. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Just before I play this hymn being sung by a choir, I want to read the words, for they are so important, and I don't want you to miss any. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Saviour reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and flood, rocks, hills and plains repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, the wonders of his love. Here's the hymn now. we've set aside our usual studies and we're concentrating upon the birth of Christ. This morning, our subject is the reason why Christ came into this world. I just want to read one verse, Luke chapter 19, the verse 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Was there ever a better time to remind ourselves why it was that Jesus came into the world? I believe that the answer to this question is largely unknown, or at best, largely overlooked. Our text, which is the very word of the Saviour himself, tells us plainly why he came. He has come to seek and to save that which is lost. I would have you notice, first of all, what our Saviour has not come to do. He has not come to aid us to enter heaven by our own efforts. I believe that it is the general notion of mankind that we can enter heaven by our own efforts. According to mankind, you are to attend the place of worship regularly, and say your prayers, and give to the poor, and be as good as ever you can, and then you are to trust Jesus Christ to make up the rest. Now, such a notion is a fatal delusion. There is not, between the two covers of the Bible, one single word of hope held out to any man who believes that he can, by his own efforts, get to heaven. The Saviour himself said, "The whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." You see, Christ has come to seek and to save that which was lost. If you are not lost, then the Saviour has no interest in you. That's the sum of this gospel matter. The Scripture does not tell us, "Ye must be improved." No, it says, "You must be born again." That's quite another thing. You must be made new creatures in Christ Jesus. A new creation is wanted, not an improvement of the old creature. The way to heaven is not by our own works. The way is by Jesus Christ alone. Salvation can only be ours through his atoning sacrifice. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, having cleared away the rubbish of man's false notions, let's come to the truth. Jesus is come to seek the lost. Let us consider how men are lost. We know first that they are lost by nature. However much men may rebel against this doctrine, it is true. We are lost even when we are born. And in addition to being lost, we have no will to come home. The prodigal said, "I will arise and go to my father." But the sinner will never say that until God puts it into his heart to do so. We are like sheep which wander and wander and wander, but will never by any chance return unless the good shepherd shall seek the lost sheep. We are lost because we are under a legal sentence of condemnation, and we are unable to escape from it. We cannot make atonement to God for the wrong we have done, nor avoid his righteous indignation. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no respite know? All for sin could not atone. Christ must save, and Christ alone. We are condemned as sinners and lost indeed. But our Saviour has come to seek and to save that which is lost. He seeks the lost by his word. It is very wonderful how the word of God will come home to people. It is a part of every preacher's business who is sent of God so to preach that persons listening may perceive that it is to them the preacher is speaking. Thus Jesus seeks the sinner. If there is anything in this message which suits your case, dear listener, be sure Jesus is seeking you. Jesus seeks and saves the lost by the complete pardon of all their sins. The very instant that a man trusts Christ with all his heart, the past is blotted out as if it had never existed. All his sins he has ever done in thought, in word, or in deed, however crimson they are, go at once. They are sunk as in the sea, never to be found again. And this is done upon this one solitary condition, that the man believe in Jesus. From the moment that a man believes in Jesus, his nature becomes different from what it was. He receives a new heart, another influence takes possession of him. He not only has his sins pardoned, he becomes a new person. He who once loved himself now loves God and lives for him. This change is possible for the most degraded. If a man committed every crime in the whole catalogue of villainy, if his heart were as hard as a millstone, yet still, in a single moment, God can change him into a holy person. My dear friend, this is why Jesus came. Have you encountered this Christ? Have you embraced his saving mercy? Have you called upon him for salvation? Oh, we're talking not now about the Christ of the Christmas card. We're talking about the Christ of the Bible, who said of himself, I am come to seek and to save that which was lost. May you be found of him today. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock, when we go a little further and we consider the reception Christ was given when he came into this world. God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.